lesser form of unpleasantness?
Your Honor, I think we would have to look at his overall record. In short, Mr. Kham grew up in Cambodia. His family was evacuated by the U.S. in the mid-70s on account of their persecution by the Khmer Rouge. He was fighting the military at the time, so he did not leave. As the Khmer Rouge took power, Mr. Somkham was arrested and placed in a re-education camp by the Khmer Rouge for approximately close to 4 years. As a result of that, when he left, he was able to get a job in the government. But as he was working in the government, he found out that he was demoted, and he heard of threats that were being made out to him. And because the threats were being made out to him because of his experience in Cambodia, he was scared, and he did not want to see these threats being carried out. The basic argument is he didn't want to wait to see if the threats were real.
Exactly what threats are we talking about?
Well, his main contention was that the threats were, they were being brought up by, his supervisor, who supervised him at his post after he had been demoted. Originally, he was a traffic cop where he had people working underneath him. He was then sent to work in an immigration department where he admitted that he felt there was a demotion because he had no real responsibilities. He would just collect a check. And his supervisor there told him that because he had a friend who visited him who worked for a rival political party. The rival political party was Phun Sin Pek, for reference. And the rival of that party is the CPP, who was in power and is still currently in power. And the CPP heard that Mr. Kham was passing information to the Phun Sin Pek party that he had privy to. And so he heard from his boss that they were intending to ship him out and station him on the border with Thailand, which he understood as it would make it easier for them to kill him. And he heard of many people that were shipped out there for the purpose of being eliminated or harassed to leave the country.
Well, these are all things that were to happen in the future. So they may be the basis to argue a well-founded fear of future persecution. But I don't really hear anything that supports the contention he has already suffered from persecution or should be considered a victim of past persecution. Is there anything else that would justify such a...
Yes, Your Honor. The only other issue was Mr. Kham had a neighbor that moved into next door who was a general. He was actually a chief of staff of the rival political party. This general made various threats to Mr. Kham, and most notably, he boarded up all the windows and he placed guards around his house. And I know the government points this out, and the immigration judge pointed out that is a reasonable thing for a chief of staff to do, somebody who's very important to the country, to provide security, which I would agree with. But he did things that I don't think a chief of staff would do, such as put guards outside of Mr. Kham's house, make threats to Mr. Kham, and at times he even had guards placed on top of Mr. Somkham's house, which I don't think was reasonable in light of Mr. Kham's position.
Well, it too would suggest that something might happen in the future, but it doesn't support an argument that he has actually been persecuted or has been a victim of past persecution.
Well, Your Honor, and then that would take me to my second point of, making your point about that there's a possibility for future persecution. And based on, as I said, based on his experience of living in Cambodia, he wasn't willing to take that chance. The immigration judge did not address the human rights report where it showed there, shortly after Mr. Kham left, there was various extrajudicial killings that were carried out by the ruling party against members of the party that Mr. Kham was privy to. And so I understand your dilemma, but I believe he just didn't want to take that chance.
Well, I guess the issue as it's posed to us now is accept the proposition that he had a subjective concern or a reasonable fear from a subjective basis that his life was in danger. There's also got to be an objective prong that's satisfied. And you've identified, as best as I can see, a rumor that was passed on to him by somebody who was a higher up in his department. And the action of the chief of staff, or whatever his title was, the higher officer who lived next door, who isolated himself. Mm-hmm. Are there other things that you can point to that would justify or give us cause with regard to the objective prong to overturn the decision of the immigration judge?
Your Honor, I cannot. As I said, my point that I just want to make is he feared because the threats were being made, and that the only objective thing we have is the human rights reports put up by the State Department that showed that threats such as these that were being made against people were carried out after Mr. Kham left the country. And I would just point out that the immigration judge, in addition to not discussing the country reports whatsoever, she also she distorted the records. Another matter is she said that Mr. Kham was only detained by the Khmer Rouge for a week, and then released, and he was actually, Mr. Kham was very cognizant of how long he was being detained, and that when asked how long he was detained by the Khmer Rouge, he said it was 3 years, 8 months, and 20 days. Additionally, she said that he was passing information to the Khmer Rouge, which is just something she didn't pay close attention to, because he was being accused of passing information to the Phun Sin Pek Party. And we would just ask that we take a close examination of the record is done, because we don't think that the immigration judge did it. I have nothing else at this time.
Thank you. We have quite a bit of time left for rebuttal.
Thank you.
Hear from you again. Mr. Payne.
Good morning, Your Honors. Anthony Payne on behalf of the United States Attorney General. The matter before the court is not a question of a due process violation by the immigration judge. Mr. Kham did not raise to the Board of Immigration Appeals any challenge to the immigration judge's handling of his appeal to the board. The question is whether or not a rumor is sufficient to meet Mr. Kham's burden of establishing eligibility for asylum.
It appears to me that the immigration judge made at least one error of law in appearing to require corroborating evidence as a sine qua non for granting asylum. And I take it your position is that that doesn't really matter, because even if we take his testimony as completely credible and knowing that it does not require corroboration, there isn't enough. Is that a fair summary of your position?
Yes, Your Honor. In addition, the government submits that the corroboration finding was not towards Mr. Kham's credibility. Essentially, the immigration judge was saying, Mr. Kham testified credibly that he received this rumor. He heard a rumor that he would be killed. But that alone is not sufficient to meet his burden. A rumor alone is not sufficient to establish past persecution. It's not a threat. It doesn't rise to the level of a threat. So, therefore, she was looking in the record for additional evidence, and there is none.
Very charitable to the opinion, I think, of the immigration judge. In my view, I think it's not a very well-crafted decision. But your point is that doesn't really matter if the record as a whole still doesn't sustain the showing of past persecution.
Yes, Your Honor. This court's review is substantial evidence of the record, not just of the immigration judge's decision. While there are factual errors and the court's identified a legal error, as a whole, the record supports the finding that Mr. Kham failed to meet his burden of establishing eligibility for asylum.
What is your response to counsel's argument about future persecution, that that even a threat that had not previously been carried out, that his subjective fear was objectively reasonable in view of the other things that were happening in the country at that time?
Well, Mr. Kham's experience in Cambodia and what has happened since does not support a finding of eligibility of a well-founded fear past persecution. In particular, a rumor alone is not a threat. The record shows that this rumor occurred because Mr. Kham's supervisor, who is a friend, told him that he heard a rumor from someone else that Mr. Kham was transferred to an immigration post, which, if I may editorialize, is a fine position, that he would be killed. That is not a threat, as this court has identified as being sufficient for a finding of past persecution. In addition, there's no showing that even if that is a threat, it occurred on account of his political opinion. In particular, the country condition report from 1996 identifies that Fun Sinpak and the CPP were in the coalition government at the time that Mr. Kham experienced this rumor.
That's on administrative record page 188,
and Mr. Kham testified to that fact on administrative record page 135. So at the time he left, the CPP and the Fun Sinpak were in the coalition government. He also left his wife, who is a member of the CPP, back in Cambodia. She is also a police officer. Presumably, if Mr. Kham, who received a visa to leave the country, who was allowed to depart the country through the airport by the CPP, if he feared persecution, he would have taken his wife also, but he has not done so. He has also not spoken to his wife since he's been in the United States. So while Mr. Kham testifies that he fears persecution if he goes back, he has no direct evidence of that persecution. Let's see. In addition, when Mr. Kham was transferred to the immigration post, he remained at that post without incident from March 1995 to October 1995. And finally, the 1997 State Department report indicates that the CPP is still in power and Mr. Kham is in power. And Mr. Kham is a member of the CPP. Accordingly, the government submits that the immigration judge correctly found that Mr. Kham did not reach his burden of establishing eligibility for asylum, and that substantial evidence supports the final administrative decision. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Mr. Ojeda, you have a couple of minutes left for you.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would only make 2 points that still our contention that his subjective belief is supported by objective evidence in that people were persecuted after he left that were in similar position. The government makes the argument that Mr. Kham was a member of the CPP, and I believe Mr. Kham does acknowledge that membership. The problem was that it was imputed to him that he was a member of Fun Sinpak when his friend that came to visit him, and it was just a social visit, led to the belief that this official in the Fun Sinpak was being funneled information from Mr. Kham. An imputed political opinion has been accepted in the circuit, and although I would think Mr. Kham, if anything, is neutral with regards to the political situation, they do believe that he was a member of the Fun Sinpak. I have no other information.
Thank you, counsel. Thank you. The case just argued is submitted. And we will turn next to Kham versus Hartford Insurance.